Welcome to the Caldivian, you cocksucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Alright guys, welcome to the podcast. Not gonna be a long intro today. I had some buddies over from college, and another buddy called while we were drinking and smoking and hanging out, and I recorded some of the three-way call, which is weird. You've been podcasting too long. When you can't get through an entertaining moment without being like, I gotta record this. This is content. This has gotta go out there. But I'm glad I recorded it because it was super funny shit. I wish I had started earlier. We talked for 3 hours. I caught about 2 hours of it. There's one story I had to get cut out. It's too salacious. Named too many names. So when you hear a sudden jump in audio, that's what that is. My set tonight went pretty okay for talking about terrible things, talking about pedos. And With Apologies is back every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Time on the Ross Dog Network. You can come participate live, you can join the Discord, you can fucking dude, stop short on me. I almost ran in the back of a motherfucker. Goddamn. Too many of those moments on the podcast. But yeah, go to the Ross Dog Network and you can be in the chat talking to us, or you can jump on the Discord, you can be a guest. Me, the CEO, and Nick Way, the original With Apologies crew. With Ross Dog in the background, talking mad shit. Other than that, I'm not gonna waste any time. Let's enjoy these stories.
There. Until he murdered me, you know, I just continued doing that. Until he killed me, flicked me outside. Alright, you guys. You ready for your next comic of the night? Yes, give it up nice and loud for Miss Ian, Mr. Ian Nelson. Tonight's set might trigger some people. So if you're easily triggered, have a smoke break. It's a weird time to be a pedo. I'm not speaking from experience, I just see it happening. Like when Caitlyn Jenner was Woman of the Year, I was like, it's a weird time to be a woman. You're out there being the baddest bitch you could be. I am woman, hear me roar. And they're like, by the way, this dude is better at being a woman than you. And that's the progressive point of view. Weird time to be a woman. Pedos, they're busting people for making jokes. They busted Guardians of the Galaxy and Rick and Morty. And then at the same time, there was a TED Talk that said we need to be more accepting of pedos. Kind of a mixed message. Like, I understand it's a lifestyle, but do you have to make all those jokes after you do it? Quit wiping your penis on the kid's titty bear. Let me look at my thing. I think we have just the right amount of prejudice toward pedophilia, which is it's not okay ever for any reason. Yeah. Call me old fashioned, but I don't think they need to be meeting in large groups with like-minded people, exchanging information and woeships. I feel like that's gonna go sideways. If you can't help it, if it's like being a serial killer or a gay. Like, that's just your thing. Like, I know guys, their thing is like getting pussy. And when they can't get pussy, they don't just go rape people. But it seems like pedos every time, that's what it has to be. I don't see that being consensual anytime. Preaching in the choir here. Hey man, that's unfair. That diaper was half off his butt when I met him.
I thought there would be juice and cookies.
One way I'm willing to accept them into our school system with the kids is as truancy officers. Being scared of getting fucked in the butt doesn't keep your ass in class. The threat of jail is gonna do nothing for you. Just take that kid out back and shoot him in the back of the head. Contributing nothing to society, there's too much freedom in his heart. I don't like social justice warrior stuff because I don't have time for my life to be dynasty. I'm like, who's trying to take me down? I have no idea what I wrote 10 years ago. If it's scrolling across your feed, you're probably trying to take me down. Get a little more controversial. A lot of people think that the F word for gay people is equal to the N word for black people. It's not. In fact, I think it might be worse. Because gays will never be as cool as black people. Never be a bunch of straights hanging out. Like, what are you up to? You know, smoking some weed, drinking some drink, just getting up to faggot shit.
You know.
All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
One more time for Ian Ellis here, everybody.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. A little more. There you go. There you go. Hey, keep that going. Our next comic on the stage.
I can buy a shotgun from my house, a 12-gauge short barrel, the shortest barrel. He's like, okay. Well, you know what? I can't sell it to you because I need to do your background check. I'm like, that's fine. That's fine. I'll be back whenever you call me. Here's my phone number. I gave him my phone number. He called me. Yeah, you come on and get your shotgun. He's telling me how times are so hard. Yeah, no shit, because you're not scared that guns aren't going to be sold anymore because this fucking guy come in. You know, it's a fucking marketing scheme. I see the big picture, you know. I hope you guys see it too. It's like, it's a marketing scheme. So
dude,
more fucking all right, guns.
All right. At worst, the bad guys won. Just pregame the apocalypse, man. If you really believe all this shit, just loosen up. It's over. Just have fun.
Right.
There's no turning back. Yeah.
No, I know. Won't hear me out. So I go to get my shotgun. He's like, he ran my background, obviously, and talked to the cops. He's like, yeah. This is after the vote. After I voted for Hillary. He's
like, after I vote for Hill Dog.
I mean, I had to. I was going Bernie all the way, and then Hillary just, you know, blackballed it, but whatever.
I hate Bernie.
It is what it is. So I'm buying my gun. I'm like, yeah, how much do I owe you? He's like, yeah, it's $187 or whatever. He's like, and, just, you know, if you're voting Democrat, don't buy a gun. And these people are, like, around me, like, looking at handguns and shit. They're, like, all laughing. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm like, give me a fucking gun. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I want my shotgun. I didn't react. Because, God damn it, I'm just buying a shotgun. But
it's the last place you want to get triggered.
Yeah, I'm like, hey.
Go south real quick.
Do I talk about Hillary like that? Hey, that's Hillary. I, like, start arguing with the guy who's, like, handing me a gun. And bullets.
I love that you're out there just defending this old woman.
Like Hillary, you know, Obama, like he's just like slowly is like trying to pull it away from me. I'm like, no, you're giving me a gun.
I'm conservative on some issues. Give it back.
Look, I like to fish and I like guns, but Obama was a good guy. He's like, no, you give it here. We're like, tug of war to shotgun. I'm like, no. I bought it already. He's like, no, you didn't. It's a weird deal, man. I went to a little fucking, it was like a mechanic shop. They sell like tires in the front and breakfast. I don't even know how. And in the back,
tires and waffles?
Everything. Like you go in there, you walk in there, there's guns everywhere. There's like a bunch of cops hanging out, eating breakfast. I don't even know where the breakfast is. Where do they even cook it? I don't even know. In the back, there's like a garage. They like do tires and everything you could need for a car. I went in there just to look at guns, you know, just to shop.
This is one-stop shopping me, for someone.
Like, my wife called me, where the fuck you at? Like,
there was a need in the market, and this showed up.
I walk outside, I'm like, hold on, hey, yeah, how you doing? Yeah, yes, ma'am, I'll be right back. I go outside, honey, I'm trying to shop for a fucking gun over here. She's like, get your ass in the house. I'm like, god damn it, this is bullshit. All right, I'm on my fucking way. Make sure you got the kids ready to go.
Just trying to buy a gun here.
It's weird, dude. It's a marketing scheme, but who fucking cares, you know? I picture every single soul has a gun in the car. That's just the best way to look at it.
Yeah.
I picture this since I was 16 years old and got a license. Driving through Aurora, I always pictured everybody has a gun. Just fucking don't think twice about it. They got one.
Yep.
Who cares? The moment you think you got the upper hand on something, just get ready for that craziness to come out, because they everybody's got a fucking gun. It is what it is.
I got tired of telling gun jokes because this shit happens so often. It's like, I feel like this topic has become hack, even though people are still shooting. So I made a joke the other day. What the fuck was it? I don't want to send my kid to school for the same reason I don't want to send him to South Central, because they might get shot. Who knew higher education was a bad neighborhood? Find yourself heading toward a diploma. You might want to roll up the windows and lock the doors. You don't think you're going to get robbed, talk to the people that can't pay those loans back.
They're all broke.
That's awesome.
Hey, man, can I get a cigarette? You're like, god damn, I thought I seen you at Harvard the other day.
Sucking dick for loose squares. That's how it ends up.
Give me your fucking cigarette. Yeah, you got a half-burned one? Oh my god. Jesus Christ, times are getting tough around here. I gotta get out of here. I used to travel, man, so I used to like get it all figured out, you know? Safety. I'd park in a parking lot if I was driving far, you know. Mike, remember whenever I met you in Denver, we had some beers and we were watching the Blackhawks game before I left? That's the last time I think I seen you.
Yeah.
Dude, I was in Nebraska coming down, and I'm like, oh no. Oh my god. This is a bad idea. I think I drank like 6 beers before I left the mountain.
Oh, shit.
And I come to meet you and had a few beers. Well, let's not put a number on it, you know? I had a few beers, and I was like, in Nebraska.
Let's not use labels.
I was like, oh my god.
I had a liberal amount.
Bad idea. I had to drive through this wide fucking state. I called a friend of a friend. I met him one time and he never answered. So I was like, god damn it. So I drank like 10 monsters to get through fucking Nebraska. Had a doctor's appointment. Had a doctor's appointment in Illinois. I was like timing it out to where I get to the doctor right in time. I was in Iowa. It's like sun starting to come up. I was like, oh my god, it's like hallucinating. I'm like, I need more monsters. I need more monsters. I'm so happy I don't have to deal with that shit, dude.
My dude told me he was gonna drink 5 5-hour energies in a row. I was like, well, it was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
Your heart's gonna explode.
Dude, yeah.
That's a suicide on the rack. Go for it.
I would get weird, especially when the sun comes up. Just when the sun's coming up, especially like when the
red. You're a vampire.
Yes, it's like everything's weird. Like, oh fuck. I'm like seeing shadows and shit. I'm like, oh my god, it's a bad idea. I shouldn't have drank that one beer before I left Wyoming. I don't even blame, or Colorado. Like, fuck, Denver was a good idea. I got to see a good friend, but I shouldn't have drank that one beer before I went to Denver. Like that, but that was a bad beer. I think that was a bad beer. There's something going on here. I have a bad reaction.
Beer made me feel weird. Oh man,
you got Bill Cosby, man.
Yeah, you showed up, I think, all weekend. You were wearing your Ride the Lightning t-shirt with the sleeves cut off. It was awesome.
Oh my god, I miss the freedom of running around, but I don't miss that shit, dude. It's fucking stressful.
Yeah.
Just, there's no ground, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no stability. It's just, whatever. I'm gonna smoke a fucking cigarette.
Right.
Oh shit!
I want to know how your cousin triggered you. What story did it?
What are we talking about? Talk to me. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear. Open the
Your cousin that was trolling your family. You said he kept triggering you. What got you?
No.
When did you decide to kick him off the internet?
It's a deep history. It's deep. It's very deep history. I'll tell you what happened. Hold on, let me get a fucking cigarette. He just fucking pushes my buttons. He knows where they're at. Now, here's what it is. Why are you trying to pull me to tell you what triggered me and pissed me off? You want me to start screaming or something? I will. There's a neighbor, I don't give a fuck. I'm like outside right now, I'm like waving to neighbors, I'm like, this motherfucker!
No, you're fucking no. Kidding me! Hey!
He knows! He knows!
You got a parent teacher conference?
He likes to get a ride.
Motherfucker!
He likes to get a ride with other people. Look, you're a fucking idiot, dude. He's like, I'm gonna go throw it in the ocean. I'm like, okay, I love you, bye. Send you a picture of my balls. That's like how it works. That's how it works. Exactly. That's exactly what happened. You motherfucker. I was supposed to go down there and see him. It's like an hour and a half away. Like, fuck that, dude. Fuck him. He knows where I live. Every time I go up there to Pennsylvania, he comes see me. You know, I go to see him. He don't come see me. It is what it is.
Sounds like a son of a bitch.
He is.
Hey, so Alex Jones had this thing the other day where he's like, they want you to get consent before you change a baby's diapers. That's the left sexualizing children, because you know they love pedos. What? It's a little A to B to C. I think you're missing a couple steps there.
The children have to give consent?
Voted for Hill Dog? Oh, pedo.
Look, I don't know. A lot of people are freaking out about this lady who won. Alright, enough about politics. God damn it, Ian. This is Sunday, for Christ's sakes. I'm trying to relax on the day of rest.
This is the Lord's Day. Why are you in church? Tell me a church story.
I'm smoking a cigarette in the back of the pew right now. What do you want
to know? Did you just send an altar boy out before this call?
I'm sweating profusely. I don't know what to do, so I'm smoking a cigarette. And you know, people are looking at me like I'm cussing. I'm talking about snakes and all this shit.
Pictures of your balls.
I gotta go to the bathroom. They're passing the tray around. I gotta go to the bathroom. Hold on.
You're sending pictures of hymnal balls.
I have no money. I have no money. I'm sorry. I'll be back next week with some. I'll write you a check. My mom and dad are in D.C. right now. And my dad, he got his recertification for his black belt, and he's
in. That's awesome.
Wait, how old is your dad?
Black belt in what, karate?
He's like 69, 70, I don't know. He's fucking
70 years old. He's like, I'm learning kung fu.
Dude, he'll fucking kick your ass, and mine, and Mike's. If we're all standing there, we're going to try to pick a 5 or 10, he'll fucking mop the floor. I swear to God, he will. I'm not fucking kidding you, dude. I get in fights at first. Like, throw a punch at me right now. Like, that was his, like, discipline. He told me once he was disappointed in me for fighting. And he's like, throw a punch at me right now. I'm like, no.
Well, what kind of post-life crisis is this? Is he going to jail? Is he preparing for something?
No.
Is somebody else's dad going to kick your dad's ass? Is that why he's doing this?
No, you want to know what happened? He worked at Union Pacific Railroad. with a bunch of dickheads, and he just fucking just took up a discipline and, to get away from the house, you know, get away from the wife a little bit, I guess. I don't know. I used to do it for a little bit with him when I was a kid. And he owns his own studio. He only makes $1,500 a year. The studio is like the best thing ever. Like, it's like a, it's cool as hell. He's like, you should take it over, you know, you should move back to town. And I'm like, ah, Dad, man, I'm welding now. I got a wife who threw a fucking hook, line, and sinker in my mouth down there in North Carolina. I don't think I can do it. He's like part of this international. All right, you know Chuck Norris is for real?
Yeah.
All right, I know you do. That was a fucking question that you shouldn't even say yeah.
Yeah. I know Chuck Norris. Yeah.
Chuck Norris's discipline is Tang Soo Do. That's what my dad does. And he's like a sixth fucking degree. He had to get recertified, and there was a tournament there. He went to China one time, Panama. You know, he's a judge. He can't compete anymore. He's too old. I mean, really, he might break a hip or something. He's getting up there. But my when I was working up there, okay, this guy Sean, he's from Aurora. He's the one who got me into industry. Ian, whenever we went golfing in North Aurora,
yeah,
I was working for these two brothers, and their dad is like a regional manager. That's who I got in this fucking wine welding now, killing myself and welding and sweating my face off with no drugs. Just what I do. But Sean come down. He was in South Carolina. He's like screaming and yelling all the time, crazy motherfucker. And he's like, I'm like, Dad, show him some shit. So he's like, I'm gonna kick your dad's ass. I'm like, Dad, do it.
What is he screaming and yelling about?
My dad had like a cast on his arm. He's like, throw a punch at me.
Do you think you could take your dad in a fight?
Huh?
You think you could take your dad in a fight?
No.
You gotta get out from under that shadow, man. You gotta start training. We gotta get you to fight
him. Whoop his ass.
He's on his way. I gotta start training. I got 4 days.
You need to weld that womb closed.
I got 4 days to train.
Yeah, weld your balls shut.
He's like, I just recertified. I'm like, so what? So what? You're in my house. You're in my house now.
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes in the back of a church. You can't tell me nothing. The fuck out of my house.
You gotta pull like a dominance move too, and just be walking around the house in your tighty whities like the whole time he's there. Yeah.
Just bite his wife on the back of the neck and carry her into another room. I know it's your mom. It's gonna be a little weird, but this is a dominance move that will assert you. You gotta get on the hero's journey, man. You gotta kill your father.
Talk about your mom as your dad's wife is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
I convince my mom, I'm like, Mom, leave the room. She like leaves. I'm like, Dad, does this look like a vagina? Does this look like a vagina to you? Let's fight.
Dad, you ever seen the space station?
I've been doing push-ups for the past 3 days.
Don't you tell me which way is east, Dad.
Oh, you're beach. A Muslim now.
This is my beach community.
Dad, you're out of your element. It's hot down here. I know you're old. Come on, let's go. You wanna fuck with me? Come on. Like, we're under the carport. It's fine. Nobody knows what's going on. Like, who cares?
You know that if he ends
watching,
up in a retirement home, what's that shit like, where you can't remember life?
Like Alzheimer's.
If he winds up with Alzheimer's, he's gonna be like the Bourne Identity. He's just gonna be slapping the shit out of nurses. He has no idea why.
He's like, you better clean this carport up. I'm like, Dad, fight.
Let's do this.
Dude, he whipped my fucking ass. It'd be a bad deal. I ain't doing it. I already know. I'm not a gambler, but I already know. He take me down with one hand. This guy broke like 9 bricks one time. I watched it. Like a demonstration at the Elks Lodge in Batavia. I watched him do it.
He's Illuminati too?
Hey, one time, Ian, did you ever, I know, Mike, you met Nathan before, right?
Yeah.
Ian, have you ever met my cousin Nathan? He's like my height. He's like a stockier, bigger guy.
He almost looks like Kurt.
It don't matter.
Let's assume I have.
Okay, we're going to assume you had. We went fishing one time at the Fox River. in my favorite spot. Mike, did you ever go down there behind Funway?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, okay, it's still there and it's a good spot. I wish I could go right now, but I can't. So one day, just when you're driving around, just fucking have your stuff ready to go.
It's like the most pleasant
around.
Thing anybody's ever found behind a Circle K. It's usually dead bodies and porn. Great fishing spot.
I went up, we were fishing, and my cousin Nathan's like, I gotta take a shit. So we go to the house. My dad's in the garage. Nathan goes inside to take a shit. He grabs two Mountain Dews, warm ones. He comes out, and my dad's like, he's like practicing like the break, like four bricks. He's got like a setup going on, like where he's gonna do like this like whole side hand, front fist, kick, and then a headbutt or something. I don't even know what he's doing. We just smoked a bowl too, so I made it weird. So I'm like talking to my dad. I'm like, yeah, Nathan's gotta poop, and then we're gonna go back fishing. He's like, Nathan comes out. He's like, all right, Nathan, hold this board. Nathan's like, what? He's like, hold this board. And my Nathan holds the board. He's like, keep your arms stiff. Don't be putting your elbows. You know, keep it stiff. Like, make your arms locked. Nathan's holding this board. He yells me, he's like, hold these bricks with two fingers. There's like two of them standing up with like a pencil in between them or something. So I'm holding them. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell? He's like practicing. He's like,
he's focusing on that chi.
For each move, you're gonna break it.
Quiet!
Does he have a power word? All of a sudden, he's just like, he starts screaming and like punching boards and kicking bricks and then. He kicked the board that Nathan was holding. Nathan let go. He was scared. It like went flying against the wall in the garage. He like kicked the bricks. One of the bricks broke. The other one flew on the ground. And he's like, all right, thanks, guys. And he like walked in the house. Like, oh my God. Let's go fishing. My cousin Nathan would always talk shit. He's like, I'll kick your ass, W. My dad's name is Mark Wassel with it. His dad was from Ukraine, escaped Nazi occupation. So you call him W. He's like, I'll kick your ass, W. He's like, come down to the studio. It was a wild trip.
Really, old
like,
pussy ass boy. Why don't y'all just come on down to my studio? We'll see how that works out for you.
Yeah, come on. I'll open the garage door in the back.
I'll beat you in front of your mama. Hold this board.
We'll talk.
That's awesome.
Your dad sounds terrifying.
It sounds fucking awesome.
It's wild, man.
What are your in-laws like? Could he take them in a fight?
Yes. Yeah, and I'm not going to bring it up. He's fresh. He just got retrained, so I'm not gonna.
Your dad just talks mad shit these days.
He's fresh. I mean,
give me my fucking laundry. That's right, bitch.
Recertified and trained, and then judged for a tournament, international tournament. It's a Korean discipline.
He's fighting Dolph Lundgren.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Could he take CM Punk?
I don't know who that is.
He's like the Chicago wrestler guy who's like an MMA now, right?
Yeah, he's some UFC guy that all my friends are like, I could beat his ass.
Yeah.
Fuck that dude.
I don't think he'd do so well with the MMA. I mean, he's getting old, you know? He's a little guy, dude. He's like 5'7", maybe 6 without shoes. 5'6", he's like a short guy. I mean... Like, fit as can be.
Steph,
even with a cast.
Hey, man, you're
I've
in...
I've seen him take down.
Huh? You're in a really boring town. What's, like, the most mischief you've ever gotten into? What's the most trouble you caused in one night?
Down here?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, you got hooligans that run around with you?
No, I just...
You're not corrupting the youth?
He's the lone wolf.
I tell you the worst mischief I got into was I passed out on there's like a little cheap ass yard ornament bridge next to a Baptist church next to the bar.
Did you think you were a giant?
I passed out out there next to the bridge and I pissed my pants. I don't know if that counts as mischief. That was like about 6 years ago. But I thought it was really weird. I was like, why did I wake up?
Why do you spend so much time in churches? You're smoking
ringing.
In church, you're pissing in church.
No, my phone was ringing, and I'm like, okay, this little tiny branch, I could have been on the other side, but I was on the Baptist church side. It's like really weird I woke up here. Like, did somebody place me here? I don't remember what happened.
Somebody was like, this guy needs God.
Isn't that how you got saved?
It was a Sunday morning, too. And I had friends, they were like worried, freaking out. They're like looking for me. I ended up like yelling at my girl, she's my wife now. Man, you're just like that. Oh my God, you know, like they knew who I was. I blacked out. I woke up there, and then I found out these guys were calling and looking for me. And I got in the truck, and they're like, "What are you doing? What's going on?" And the one guy, the foreman, he's like, "Are you looking for crack? Are you looking for crack?" I was like, "No, man, no. I wasn't looking for crack. What are you talking about?" I think he was looking for crack. Why you asking? I'm like, no, man. I don't even know what happened.
Hey, man, you're looking for crack? Me too.
And one guy's like, "Dude, Jeffro, we were worried sick about you. Where'd you go?" I'm like, "What?" I caught a taxi ride over there to that bar, and then I got a fight with my wife, and they dropped me off at the house. And that was about the worst I got into, to tell you the truth. I mean, I there's nothing else I've done.
How did you get saved?
Huh?
I need you to witness for me. How did you get saved?
You need me to witness for you? How did I get saved?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not, so... This is going to be your story.
I never got saved. Dude. I'll tell you like I told my stepson. Use me as a he was in fifth grade. He said, "Where would you be if you never met Mama?" I said, "Probably dead or in jail."
Happy.
And he said, "Did you ever go to jail?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "You know what? This is getting way too deep, way too quick. My honesty's not like helping out with this whole thing." I'm like trying to just, you know, I'm like, "Oh, I got arrested for something in Louisiana, blah, blah, blah. It's no big deal, you know. Forget about it. Go to school and get out of here, you." My wife didn't save me. Oh, she's like, "Hold on. I'm trying to watch that show Letterkenny." You ever see that?
Wait, why did you get arrested?
Littering, possession of paraphernalia and marijuana in Louisiana. I told you about this, dude. I seen you after that happened. You weren't listening. You were dealing with some bigger issues at that time. Remember when we went to the NW?
We had root beer floats like a couple of gays.
I love that guy.
I just stared in your eyes the whole time. You were so dreamy.
I'll never forget, me and my buddy Chris, we're going to go see The Dark Knight, the Batman movie, you know? And we didn't realize how gay the whole thing was until we were like halfway in and we were like too deep, you know? Because he's like, "So, what, are you going to like pick me up?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll pick you up. Yeah, I'll pick you up. We'll go, we'll grab a bite to eat before." He's like, "Ah, so we're going to like... We're gonna have dinner together too." Yeah, it's not a big deal, you know. Like the whole thing turned into like, by the time we were like getting out of the, like dinner to go to the movie, it was like pretty sure everybody there thought we were gay.
That's fine. Look, people in here, Dave, you're looking at me. I'm like, "What? What's wrong? A couple guys go bang out on the golf course and they judge us?"
Yeah, we're like splitting a salad and stuff, you know.
I want a salad, Caesar. No, I don't want no ranch. No. Like Caesar salad? That's not Caesar salad. That's fucking French.
Yeah, you just start just doing that. Like, Ian and me could go out to lunch dates, order one salad, but then just argue in front of the waitress for like 5 minutes about all the things we want in it. I'm like, "No onion." He's like, "No, there's no salad if there's no onion." I miss you, buddy.
I miss you guys too, man, for real. I mean, we had a great time out there. I tell the story about the broken ankle and Jules. Ian, the Jules story? Well, come on, that thing's priceless. I mean, can't script that shit.
You're going to have to give it to me again, because I don't remember.
Well, if we talk about it too much, somebody's going to send this conversation and write a story to get a fucking ABC telecom show, you know, reality TV.
I am recording this for the podcast.
Wait, Jules was the ranger girl, right?
dude, yeah, she had the
biggest
tits.
I wrote a script about that pussy.
The best.
She had big tits, man, and a big bush. It was a big bush.
Huge bush. That's all I remember is that bush right in my face while she was, like, climbing back out of the pier. And then, like, 2 minutes later, she was laughing at me and Ian because we came out and it was so cold. She just laughed at both of us. We come out and our dicks are, like, inside us.
I thought I had such a good idea for us to see some boobs.
Yeah.
Like, let's go skinny like dipping.
Ian, it was all your idea, and it was awesome because...
I couldn't believe it was happening in the moment. I remember being like, this isn't really going to happen, is it? We're going to get to see this? Like, I remember just being blown away. If we're going to see this girl naked, this is amazing.
Mike, did you come up with gimlets, or is that like something you knew from way back in the day?
Gimlets?
Yes.
No, like the summer before we were drinking them at my, on vacation, me and Hairball and Kurt. And I don't know whose idea. It might have been my brother Tom's idea. But we kept doing them as our nightcap, and like by the end of the week, we're all like, what are we doing to ourselves? Because you like drink one of those like right before bed, and you wake up trashed. Like, what are we doing?
You want to give people the recipe?
It's all it is vodka with a very small dash of lime juice. But you're going to get the, like, super concentrated lime, that Rose's lime juice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was
I'll
like,
take a full glass of vodka.
No, it was like an 18-ounce glass. It was not like a 12-ounce or a 5-ounce. It was a fucking 18-ounce cup.
You would pass it out by the jar. Hey, man, have a good night.
Every week we'd go to town and get like two handles of vodka and like a box or two of wine and make a weekend of it.
Dude, and you guys helped me out that day. It was only us three that went to the fucking hospital and get my leg x-rayed.
Oh, I didn't go for that shit.
Yeah, you did.
I don't care about you that much.
I don't think I was there. I think it was Griffin and you.
I think I slept in that day. That's when you jumped off a bridge. I wasn't at that.
Hold on. Hear me out, please. I love you guys. Hear me out, though. You drove me, and we went to fucking up to the hospital.
This is a lie.
Oh, wait a minute. Was Laura in the car, too?
Listen, we went to the bar to watch the Cubs game, and we started asking if the guy knew anybody who had weed. And we were walking around.
I do remember desperately trying to scare up drugs.
Yeah, and you guys looked like narcs because you were in, like, Hawaiian shirts and, like, jean shorts.
We went to the Goodwill and we were like, let's find the worst vacation clothes we could find.
Everybody thought you guys looked like narcs.
I'm pretty sure you were driving. I don't know.
We rolled up like Miami Vice. Hey, have they got any weed in here?
Anybody here sell?
You guys do drugs?
No, I think Mike came, but he's like, are you Holden Caulfield? And the guy's like, hold on, I got a cooker's coming in. And it was like too late. We had to catch the ferry back to the fucking island, so we couldn't get it. I was all bummed out because I was like in pain. I was in severe pain. And then we found out that everybody brought weed up there, and we were all smoking our own weed, and we didn't even know. But we're all. That was a good time, man. That was a good fucking time.
No, it wasn't, because every documentary I see about archaeology, they got all these, like, moderately good-looking chicks, and we wound up with the worst group of chicks. These heifers, the graduating class of whatever it was.
Dude, the one girl's from Detroit, the one girl's from Wisconsin. She was sweet.
I fingered the little one, but she was too little.
At the time, you know? But hindsight's
not a pedo, Joe.
Hindsight's 20/20. My roommate was that guy, Josh. That Jewish kid. Anyways.
The lacrosse player.
the 1%er. He was a Jewish 1%er.
Dude, so Jacob went on to work at Harvard. I remember
You're still there.
I remember one day all the girls told me he was the hot one, and I was like, him? He's a fucking nerd. Jacob's the guy that makes all you guys wet?
We've been way off.
And he's the only one that, did some shit with the shitty guy.
Actually followed through.
Hey, tell me the Jewel story. Or was it your twisted ankle? Which story did we miss?
No. You convinced Jules to go skinny dipping.
Oh, yeah.
And then you convinced me to go skinny dipping because you said, Jules,
dude,
go skinny dipping.
He went right at it. I'm pretty sure you took all your clothes off at the fire, both you guys.
There's photos of that.
And I was like, I can't believe this is happening. This is going to work, I think. This is going to be awesome.
I was the only guy.
I've got no shame, and I have an awful body. So right. Why should you have shame?
Who gives a fuck? That's not the point. The point was, you got jewels naked in front of us.
Yeah.
You're a hero.
Yeah, it was a magic trick, dude. It really was. It was like legendary to me. Like I remember being like, I can't believe this is happening. This is amazing.
I tried looking up the Hiawatha National Forest and trying to find her on Facebook and shit. I tried finding her and I can't.
See if there's like a staff photo or something.
I'm like, her name is Jules. I'm like Googling Jules.
Jeff's gonna be like jerking off to her LinkedIn profile.
Jerking off to pasties.
I ain't fucking kidding, dude. I've really tried to look and find her and she's off the chart, bro. She's gone. She might be like fucking cutting trees down up there in the Upper Peninsula. I have no idea what they're doing up there. They were like all loggers and fishermen and miners. That's it.
I feel like we were having a conversation up there too about how great of a handy she'd probably give, because we're like, that's a woman who uses
that's
her arms a lot,
hand,
you know?
Yeah. it's gonna be how to handle an axe. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey,
she's got a tight grip. Tight!
And then Josh got a handy from the lunch check, remember?
Uh-huh.
After he made fun of it the whole fucking trip, it was great. Like, last night.
The troll of a human being. She wasn't just plump, she was awful-faced.
It was Melissa.
It was a terrible, terrible attitude to match.
I feel like her name was Melissa.
Everybody hated her. But the girls we
Melissa
were with,
Wisconsin.
It was so tight for pussy.
Oh my god. It was
she's
rough.
She's from La Crosse, Wisconsin. I wish I would fuck the dog shit out of her, you know? I
remember we all made bets on who could go the longest without jerking off.
We were younger then, though. We all still had like a little bit of a like shred of integrity left, you know? Otherwise, it would have been a shit show otherwise that whole month.
I had no integrity.
No, he was ready to fuck everybody. He's like,
I just, hey, I'm ready. Somebody bend over.
No, I know, I get it.
I'm on an island.
That's funny shit, man. Oh my god. And then I made friends with, you remember the Viking in the bay right there? The Viking like got pissed off because I didn't know how to tie a rope. I didn't know how to tie a rope around the fucking thing. He wouldn't take me fishing. And Jim Skibo was like, yeah. The Viking said, I went to a dinner party and the Viking said that he won't take me fishing because you don't know how to tie a knot. And I was like laughing. And he's like, looks at me all serious. He's like, I'm dead serious. I'm like, what? I got to try to go fishing, you know? I'm the only guy who bought a fishing license. Well, I ended up making friends with the neighbor cottage. And I'm still friends with him to this day. He's from Oklahoma State. He's he does like concert, whatever. Like plays violins or whatever. He's something in
I
the concert.
I think that's a gay that's trying to molest you.
No. Hear me out. So
he's been grooming you since college.
Yeah. Does he send you stuff for your birthday? All kinds of presents?
No presents.
You send him pictures of you in those outfits he bought?
He's like talking about his daughter. I mean, he's a good dude, you know. He said, come up anytime. I kept contact with him, and me and my buddy, out from construction, I was like, Clay, that's Clay from Tennessee. I'm like, let's go up there. Go fishing. It's the fucking best fishing ever. We even sat down at the fire with Eric and Jim Skibo, and my buddy Clay busted out a bowl, and Jim walked away. And Eric, and then my buddy started like talking about, you know.
Wait, was this was at the on the trip or later?
No. This is like a year later.
That's awesome.
And my buddy's like, I wish I'd have gone to college, you know. I just don't know if I could have done this. I just was like bogging down all talking about college and shit. And I was like, you know what? It don't make a fucking difference, you know. I'm like trying. I just want to talk. And Eric Drake sat there and listened. Nodded his head, but he's like, you know, if maybe my mom and dad stayed together, I could have gone to college. But I just didn't go, you know, instead of working at a fucking plant in Alabama. I'm like, oh my god. And Jim's like, come on up to the dig anytime you want. You know, I was like, fuck it. The guy gave us his keys to his S10. His wife would cook delicious dinners, and we like smuggled in weed. We smuggled weed in there, and he's like, what do you guys think about weed? I'm like, I don't know nothing about that weed. He's like, my daughter, you have to be grandfathered in to that island. He's like, my daughter, you know, every boyfriend she has smokes pot. I'm like, I don't know. And my buddy, yeah, like, busted and stared at his wife's vagina because she was, like, sitting, like, talking on the phone at one point. And I'm like, this is getting weird. Like, we would hop in his, we'd hop in his S10 tall ass to Echo Lake and fucking slay them bass and pike.
Dude.
Best fishing of my life, dude.
Oh, Echo Lake was amazing.
It's fucking insane.
Do you remember, I mean, you remember going fishing with that kid who was, like, and his parents rode their bikes up there? And remember he was telling us the whole reason he was in trouble and his parents were like he was basically grounded to like hanging out with them all summer. And it was because he shot an eagle. You remember this? It's like I shot an eagle and I didn't even think I'd hit it and I did and I killed it and I got in like all this trouble. He was like in the system for it, you know?
It's a federal offense.
Dude, me and you were dying. I remember being on the boat and we like got him to like let it out because he kept being weird about like I'm in trouble. That's why I had to go on this trip with my parents. Like he kept talking about that. We kept trying to get out of him. And on the boat, he finally like revealed. He's like, I shot a bald eagle. What? You remember this? I was dying,
dude. I do now.
Oh my god.
I fucking forgot about it. I just remember Josh caught a. The guy that I was sleeping with, he was in the same room as me. He had the cot. I was on the floor.
It's just the bitch I'm fucking.
He got a 22-inch smallmouth bass. 22 inches.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker, and I filleted it right
Is that
there.
What you're packing?
Filleted.
How many times did he catch it in his mouth?
I filleted that thing in the whole island knew. Because there were signs that said catch and release only.
Yeah.
The whole fucking island knew. I filleted that goddamn smallmouth bass.
People weren't happy.
No, it was like, there's 12 cottages that are occupied, and they're like, hey, you know they talk.
Dude,
it's the
curse of Lake Kichigumi.
Didn't Eric make you apologize to somebody or something?
You do apologize
like
to Native
Eric
Americans?
I to make you apologize to one of the neighbors or something.
I apologize to somebody?
I feel like Eric, I don't know if you did, but I feel like Eric was like trying to tell you had to. I remember that, because we were like, like, oh, man.
Probably, I don't know.
It was like, it was an accident, you know? Like, he didn't know there was a rule on this, you know?
I tripped and fell and flayed that fish.
There's like a sign right there where we, like, put the boat in the canoe and the kayak or whatever the fuck we used. And it's like, catch and release only till 2095.
That fish was probably, like, 30 years old.
That bass was old. He needed to go. I was calling the system.
Oh, man.
Mike, I remember you fucking, when we first went, I'm like driving down, I'm like, we're going down the middle. You're like, dude, I see some shit over there, let's go. I'm like, alright, so I have no idea what I'm doing. We go over there by the side, boom, boom, boom. You're like throwing pike over our heads. You're like setting the hook, little baby pikes are flying over the heads.
Dude, it was insane, you could not miss a fish. I remember you throwing one and a fish jumped out of the water and grabbed your lure, and I was like, holy shit.
It was untouched.
I've never seen anything like it.
You gotta think about it. Who the fuck goes up there thinking, I'm gonna fish?
Yeah.
It's like untouched. It's just untouched.
I'll bet you like one or two people a year get back there, and when they do, they're like, it's like a person on a canoe, because there's no other way to get back there. It's like one guy in a kayak once a year, probably, you know?
Yeah.
Because the locals all said they didn't really fish it.
That reminds me of like I wish before I die I go up to the St. Lawrence River, like all them little fucking ponds up there where you gotta like there's no motorboats allowed, it's just all paddle boats.
Yeah, that or Boundary Waters, man. I'd be up for one of those trips.
In Canada, nah. I wanna go up there and it's like all big bass.
Canada stinks.
They're delicious though, man. They're delicious. You never eat those, Ian? You never eat those fish?
When I went there, I told my buddy, I was like, I want some Cajun food. You got, like, real Cajuns around here. And he's like, oh, we gonna go get some, me no have that. If you go in and they got it, that's fake Cajun food. But, no, me no have that. We out of that.
That
means
awesome.
You're getting some good shit.
That's awesome. I went to New Orleans with my brother for his bachelor party. Like on that topic of food.
Yeah.
What a weird fucking town, dude, because everything smells just straight up disgusting. Like, it smells like
you wouldn't want to
it
lick
smells
a single
like somebody's like stirring a big pot of like steaming piss, shit, and vomit next to your face at all times. It's disgusting, dude. It was funny, I didn't realize until after. I was like, you know what, that's weird, our windows didn't open in our hotel room. And I'm like, oh wait, that's why, you know, because it's disgusting outside, dude. But I'm not shitting you, everywhere you walk, like, you go into, like, you know, like, a shitty dive bar, and there'll be a chick in the back making, like, crazy po' boy sandwiches. It's fucking awesome, dude. But it's such a weird contradiction, because everything you're eating tastes delicious, and then you walk back outside, and you're like, oh, fuck. And people are like, oh, let's sit on the patio, and you're like, nope, we're going inside. It's 100 degrees and humid out, and everything smells like vomit. Like, I'm going inside if I'm going to eat food.
It's a single man vacation.
Yeah,
I want to get some pussy vacation.
Yeah, it's a weird one, man.
Once but you got fun. Someone, you're like, we can go get fucked up over there. Nobody will notice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, fun, you know, though. The music like seems insane out there, dude.
Smells like dog shit and vomit. I'm hungry.
Oh, my God. It's so weird, because that's all you, like, you go into it, like, oh, I'm going to eat all this crazy food, and then you're outside all the time in this, like, boiling heat, just smelling things you never want to smell, and you're like, oh, God, like, I know I'm supposed to eat food, but, like, I got to get the fuck out of these smells for a while if I'm going to work up an appetite, you know?
Yeah, there's no way you can fucking eat when you're...
Well, not to mention, too, you're hungover all the time, because you, everywhere in the entire city, you can walk around with a beer. Like, it's not just Bourbon Street, like... Like, we spent barely any time over there because it sucked. Like, you go to, like, some of these, like, neighborhoods.
We went to their Capitol building.
Insane.
We weighed in on legislation.
Dude, you can, like,
beer in hand.
Yeah, you could walk anywhere with a beer. It's so weird, dude. Like, I thought that was weird when I went to Vegas, but Vegas is basically, like, a giant fucking Disneyland or something. It's not, like, a real town anymore, you know?
You're going to give him a
New Orleans was weird because it's, like, it's a very, like, everything's neighborhoods and shit, you know? Like, there's strips of bars, but it's, like, all dispersed amongst all these neighborhoods. It's crazy.
I went to, not New Orleans, but Baton Rouge. I drove through there, and I was like, that stinks like hell. It's a fucking swamp. I'm like, God damn, you know, Jesus Christ. I was in Shreveport working for a little while, and then that was not no down there in the swamp. That fucking thing is a swamp, but it's just, like, stinky as hell. I'm like, ah, you gotta go. And they're like,
yeah.
Like the, thuggish, ruggish. I'm like getting a I'm like getting a couple tacos at a Taco Bell. I'm like, God damn, I gotta fucking get out of this town. I'm like just trying to get through.
You got Taco Bell in Baton Rouge?
Yeah. I like walked inside to stretch my legs, take a piss, get some tacos. It was like, I think I'm gonna die if I don't leave soon. I don't know what's going on. No, I that's the thing, man. Down here too. Granted, we're like 130 feet above sea level, I think. I don't know, don't quote me on it, but we're pretty low to where it's swampy. And it stinks like shit because there's fucking hog farms up there, and chicken farms and turkey farms, so.
There were parts of Colorado that were brutal, like by like Greeley, where it just smells like all you smell is like dog food plants and pig farms. It's fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, I was like, hey, damn, I gotta get some fresh air. It's just like, oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. It's fine. I'm gonna throw up real quick in a bag I find behind my seat, I guess. I'm gonna throw up and then I keep on driving.
You gotta get one of those like ejector holes in your car so you can just puke right on the floor and it ejects out, you know?
Bullshit. I'm like, oh, let me slam this beer. Anyways, let me slam this beer and not throw that up. God damn it, it cost me like $1.29. I don't know. Alright, here's another time I was saved. Ian, you son of a bitch. You want to hear it?
I'll fight you. I'll fight you right now. I'll fight your dad.
His dad's going to whoop your ass. I'm gonna punch through you like a pile of bricks.
I went to the bar I met my wife at to watch the Bears play the opening season game when I first moved down here, right after I knocked her up. Then I was like, you want to go? And we didn't know she was pregnant. We didn't know. But she was pregnant, so she was like, I'm sick as hell. I'm like, oh, come on, man. It's opening day. They're playing the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, it's going to be a good game. She's like crying. I'm like,
wait a minute,
am
I right?
I walked out. I'm like, fuck it. I went to the bar by myself. There was like one Chicago Bears fan in this bar she used to work at. He's like, yeah, I work on the oil rigs, and I like to take the team that's like the, you know, the team that's like a whatever, like the losing team I'm a Bears fan. I'm like, oh, that's cool. The Bears beat the Bengals. They end up taking a bunch of shots of, like, Jaeger and whatever. I started buying shots for everybody because the Bears won. And I blacked out. And I woke up. My wife saved my life because she knew. I think she was sitting in bed looking at her phone, and she knew what time the game was over, and she tried calling me. I didn't answer. She ended up finding me at the gas station. She found me at the gas station, passed out with the AM radio blasted, passed out like snoring. And she walked into the gas station first thing, and there's a woman that's working in there calling the cops. She pulled the phone out of her hand and said, "That's my husband. He's got the flu." Hung up the phone, whatever. Came out there. And thank God. We're in an Air Force base town. An Air Force base guy and his wife were talking. I'm like, "Ah, fuck yeah." She told me about it later. She said, I was like, "Fuck you guys." And like this guy like picked me up by my shoulders off the ground and walked me over to her car and put me in the front seat. I buckled my seatbelt. She's like yelling at me, and I kind of came awake a little bit.
I'm gonna fuck you up, or you're just gonna help me into my car.
Yeah, he's like, once his girlfriend was talking to me, I started yelling and cussing. He like picked me up and walked me and put me in the car. And then when I was going home, she thinks it's funny. It's funny too, but at the same time, I don't want to hear it. You know, it's like a bad deal. But she said, I was like, "Fuck you, bitch! I got a girlfriend. I got a wife. I'm fucking like I was like yelling at her. I got a wife. I'm not fuck." And my mother-in-law's like, "Well, at least at
I got a wife."
My mother-in-law's like, "Well, at least you know he ain't gonna cheat on you." I'm like, "That's not funny. I didn't want to talk about it. You know, Jesus, that's a bad deal. Like, you should have been there with me. That wouldn't have happened." That's the last time I've seen watch a Bears game by myself. That was like fucking 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't know.
You're only allowed to watch the Bears with a chaperone from now on.
She's like, go watch the game, hon. Go watch it. I'm like, this is a setup. I already know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna find a Bears fan and we're gonna fucking drink and get hammered. I mean, come on. Like, what do you do at the stadium? You go over there, you get fucked up, and you watch the game and just hope that they win.
Yeah, and get really drunk with strangers and yell at other people for no reason.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you fucking suck, your wife sucks.
Every time me and Trisha go to a Cubs game in the bleachers, that's all it is, just people yelling at each other for like 4 hours. And like, you can't tell who's friends and enemies by the end of it. You're like, I think he just bought him a beer, but he called him a cunt, you know? Like, I don't know what's happening.
The last Bears game I went to was, no, not the last one I went to, but the last one in Chicago was when Jay Cutler was quarterback, and we were playing that fuckface from Jets that we now have as a quarterback. What's his name, that guy? You know what I'm talking about. He's a Jets quarterback, and now we got him. I don't even know why.
Who? I don't know who you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think he's gone, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I sure hope so, man.
Yeah, he's gone. He sucks.
I thought we were gonna lose, and I bought tickets for me and my cousin Nathan and then two of my friends. I ended up almost getting kicked out of the stadium like 3 times. Like, this guy in front of me is like, "Sir, can you please stop spilling beer on me and my son?" I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it, you know?" It was like snowing the first half, and then it was sunny the second half. We ended up winning. Taking the air that shit out. I was like, "They fucking won. We shouldn't have won." That's the last time I've seen them in Chicago. I've seen them in Charlotte one time since then, and we lost. We lost to the Panthers.
I haven't seen them in Chicago since, like, I think 2008 or 9. Me and Trisha were talking about getting tickets because, like, they should still be on the cheaper side this year while, like, people think they suck, but...
Yeah, buy them up, dude. If you can go to a game or two, I would never do season tickets. I would just go to a game. I'll sit in the top. I don't give a shit.
Season tickets, just, this seems crazy. It's such an insane amount, and it's great that you can sell them, but if it's a year where they suck, you're just stuck with all these tickets you don't want that nobody wants to buy, you know?
Right. Yeah. You end up giving them away. Like, hey, yep. You want to go to this game? Like, just take them. Then the next, then next year Lovie Smith comes back for some odd reason, and they're like 11-5, and they go to the playoffs, and they're like, ah, yeah, these tickets are hot. They're like $275 for the nosebleeds. Like, son of a bitch, I shouldn't have sold my season tickets. God damn it.
Are you waiting for Lovie Smith to come back? It'll happen. Tommy Harris's knee is going to be better.
You never know. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know.
I think they'll be all right this year. I think they're going to be fun to watch. We'll see.
I think they will, too. It's a whole new setup. I mean, we got a tough season, but whatever. Fuck it. I'm going to watch what games I can.
Yeah, you got to have, like, a Chicago bar down there, right?
No, there's no Chicago bar down here. No.
Bummer.
It's mostly East Coast stuff.
Do you remember on Grand Island, they hated us, they called us fibs?
Yeah.
Fucking Illinois bastards. That's what you are.
Yes, I remember that.
Here looking for weed.
Fucking fibs. You break your ankle? I was like, Itchy Gooby got me. He's like, no. You watch your mouth. He's like, you watch your mouth. Itchy Gooby got me. That night. He's like, you drank some hard liquor, didn't you?
We were talking about the one-armed man all fucking month, too, and then we're like, I got a one-legged guy over here.
Way scarier.
Toughest guy I ever saw.
Get you goomy got me. He's like, no, you don't you say that. You fucking drank hard liquor that night, didn't you? I'm like, yes, I did. I did drink hard liquor that night. some local, like fucking axeman or something. He's like a logger. Don't you fucking say that. You drank liquor. I'm like, yes, I did.
That's a fact to be exposed. I don't think people know how hungover archaeologists are.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure it's 35 million years old. All right, tied one on.
Dude, we were drinking wine out of that box the one morning. All of our shirts were like pink. Remember, cause we were like all like just like chugging out of this wine box all night. We were all wearing the new shirts that like Ian designed and stuff, and we're all just wearing like what? They were white shirts like 12 hours ago. They were brand new, and now they're all pink. Fucking ridiculous. And the week before that, after the Jules experience. Remember, we were all running around that campfire naked. We were, like, doing some sort of Ojibwa dance and, like, yelling at each other. And the next day, after we all got back, it was Sunday, we all got to go, and, like, it was, like, all weird in the morning. Like, everybody knew Skibo was pissed at us. It was, like, all awkward. We go to town, we get all fucked up all day, and we all come back all fucked up. And he's like, we're going to need to meet outside real quick for a quick talk. And we're all like, ooh. It's like Dad was mad at us.
Let me fill in a detail. It was the one night he asked us to behave.
Yeah, because there was all these weird...
There was a professor from the sociology department. Yeah. He didn't want to... It turns out my ex-wife had a crush on him. And when she told me about him, I was like, oh, yeah, he's seen me naked.
Yep. He watched me carry Jeff completely buck naked over him.
Dancing around campfire.
Remember that, Jeff? You're like, I'm sorry. Your balls were, like, right over this guy's face while you're, like, stepping over him.
They were sleeping on the floor. I don't remember.
Yeah, they were like in that screen porch, sleeping on the floor. We felt, and then, well, here's the best part. When we get back and we have this conversation, like we had a sit down, like with her parent, like who was disappointed in all of us. And Skibo starts it out and he goes, "All right, I have something really important. There's a new important rule, and this is kind of fun to say, but please don't laugh." No more public nudity. And all of us were like trying so hard not to laugh, like, oh my God. Like, yeah, we're sorry. Things got out of hand.
Things got weird.
I know.
There was a lot of vodka and
Franzia. And there was a forest ranger.
Oh, man.
I thought it was all about me. I'm like, God damn it, I fucked up. Like, he's like, no more public nudity. Apparently somebody, like, hurt their ankle and... You know, we just gotta like kind of tighten things. I'm like, I fucked it up. I fucked up the field trip, guys. I'm sorry.
Neighbors all saw it and shit. Yeah. Oh, man.
Good times. I didn't know you carried me. I didn't know how I got to bed because we went back to the fire. We started drinking hard liquor and I just blacked out. My ankle was like,
dude, I thought you like twisted your ankle bad, but I didn't think it was like that bad either. And that was the thing. In the morning, I was like walking by your room and you're like, Mike, help. Help. I was like, Jeff's hilarious. Yeah, you know, like, didn't think of it. I just, like, walked right past you like an asshole. Like, I saw you were being funny. I could, like, hear you as I'm walking down the stairs. You're like, help.
Seriously, please.
the bus is leaving. I'm like, help. I was like a desperate.
It was like Jeff's funny. Listen to him up there being hilarious.
Oh Jesus Christ. That was a good time. Dude, and I would have never gone to that field trip or field whatever. My counselor, she's like, I got some bad news. You got to get like two more credit hours. And I cussed her out. I was like on the email. I was like, this is bullshit. You didn't tell me nothing about any of this. She's like, I don't appreciate your attitude.
Yeah.
I'm just
gonna ruin your summer. You thought you were completely done with school forever, and now I'm gonna ruin it for you.
I emailed her. I was like, a cousin fucking just died, and blah blah blah. Sorry for the attitude, and that's why it was like a weird thing. I was like a different element out there. I was in a haze for like a good little while. When I was out there, I was fine. And it was actually like the best thing I could have had. You know, if I'd have just gone home, it probably would not have been that good.
No, it was pretty therapeutic for me too, man. It was a weird time in life, you know.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. It was like so much
fresh off a breakup. Learned a lot.
Yeah.
Learned to let go.
I was in the middle of like a shitty relationship where I was like, this is awesome. This is what it's supposed to be. I'm not supposed to have to check in every fucking 5 minutes or anything, you know? It was great, yeah. Dude.
My girlfriend at the time, I was like so mean to her. I was like, I fucking leave. She's like smoking cigarettes like my mom. I'm like, get out of my house. Get out of my house. My mom's like, Jeffy.
Not like, you, mom.
Jeffy.
I'm like, God damn it, this is bullshit. I'm going to go to my friends. I go, like, come back, she's still there. And she was, like, still hanging on. She was about to come up there. And her mom's like, yes. She's just worried about you. Do you really need her to come up there? I was like, no, I don't need her to come up there. It's fine. I'll be fine. Like, and she's like, okay, that's fine. I was like, thank God she didn't come up there. That would have weirded out the whole fucking trip for, like, another, like, two. Like, it was about halfway through when I heard that. It would have been another week or two of weirdness, and I'd have been pissed off even more.
So, Jeff, you know, your time out, you couldn't, this is like changing the subject, but earlier you were talking about how you like, you woke up and like, you're like, I peed my pants, like, I didn't even know what happened, you know?
Yeah.
So, Ian watched me one night, so drunk, but like, yeah. I was in the middle of conversation, just peeing my pants, you know, and he's like, are you peeing? And I was like, what? I am! Oh my God! I was like, so drunk, dude, me and him went to this bar by my parents' house, Gatsby's, and things just got out of control kind of immediately. You know, we were doing tons of shots and, like, just got all fucked up. My buddy Berthline, because this is the same night, I think, when Berthline almost got in a fight, right?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure. And so our buddy Berthline's, like, trying to get in a fight with all these people. And me and Ian are, like, kind of, like, watching some of us go down and, like, he's, like, talking shit to, like, six people outside. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I'm like, what are you getting us into? You know, like, this is not going to end well for us. Like, we might be able to beat up four of the six, but, like, there's only three of us, you know? So this is, like, all, like, escalating, and Berthline's yelling, like, just wait till my buddy Kurt Sievert comes outside. He's gonna clean the floor with you. He's gonna fuck you guys up. And, like, as he's saying it, Kurt, you know, Kurt, big Kurt, he's, like, he's a lot like Nate, you know? Just a big dude people are terrified of. But he comes, like, lumbering out of the bar. He's like, Kurt Sievert's not fucking anybody up. I'm just laughing my ass off at this point. I'm like, all right, we're safe. You know, Kurt's here, you know? But this whole thing keeps escalating. This guy keeps, like you know, like the owner comes out, and the owner starts yelling. He's friends with these guys because they're, like, regulars. And he's, like, talking about he's going to call the cops, you know? And he's, like, Berthline's, like, making fun of this guy. Like, you're not calling the cops. Like, you're going to call the cops in your own bar. Like, either you're not the real owner or you're lying, like, but you're lying one way or the other, you know? And he's, like, arguing with this guy. And this guy gets in Berthline's face, starts yelling at him. He's like, you're banned from this bar forever. And Berthline says, get out of my face, you fat Greek. You smell like a Euro. And, dude, I was just dying at this point, you know? And so, like, they kicked basically all of us out. And I think me and you opted to walk home.
Was that the brick lounge?
It was it was Gatsby's. It's, like, all, like, weird little brick building, right? But me and Ian decided to walk home, and we're just fucking done, you know? Like, we're in, like, another world. We get back, and you had Twilight Princess with you. So we're, like, we're going to play this Zelda game, Twilight Princess. We're all excited. So we go in the basement, but we wanted a drink. And my parents, for, like, the first time in my entire life, there was, like, no booze really in the house, you know? All they had one Coca-Cola. There was one in the entire fridge. And then they had, like, a bottle of Bacardi rum, like a handle. So me and Ian are doing like, making like, taking turns making these drinks of like, pour this like little plastic like 8 ounce cup full of rum.
75%
put a little
rum.
Splash in there of like Coke, because we're like trying to conserve the Coke. So we're just drinking these things, but we're like taking turns almost like shots, you know? Playing this video game. We go upstairs and go out and have a cigarette. And that's where it happens. We're like standing on the side of my parents' house, like all fucked up at like 3 in the morning, smoking a cigarette, and I'm just peeing myself. I have no idea what's happening. He's just like, you're peeing your pants right now, I think, you know? I'm like, you're fucking right. I'm just peeing. Don't even feel it. It's like, what the fuck is happening? So to top it off, another weird unexpected effect of this was, well, this is for another time, really, but there was some weed hidden that ended up in a very inappropriate place later because I forgot I hid it there. And it ended up being kind of dragged around, you know, schools and things like that because I'm an idiot. I'll get into more detail on that another time. It's kind of an embarrassing moment, you know?
Some weed that was dragged through the dirt a little bit or what?
No, just getting dragged around to, like, schools and stuff because it was in a boombox. I forgot I, like, hid it in there that night.
Give it to
you
after.
You told me that one.
Me and Ian woke up that morning. I go upstairs, or go downstairs, and Ian's already downstairs in, like, the kitchen with my parents or something, and, like, getting ready to leave. And, like, after he leaves, my parents fill me in, like, his car got broken into. They stole his iPod and shit. And I was like, how the fuck did this happen, you know? And then I can't find my weed, and I'm like, what the fuck happened last night, you know? I found the weed 2 years later in a fucking boombox that had been dragged all over fucking hell, you know? Like, this thing had been classrooms, like, it'd been used by, like, every member of the family at some point. Nobody ever opened the tape deck because nobody used tapes anymore. There's a tape deck and a CD player, you know? There was like a fucking half-packed one-hitter and, like, a little bag of weed in this thing for years.
You're like, score!
Dude, one time we were at this place called Brick House Lounge, and it's all Burke's friends, Kurt, his girlfriend, the other hooligans. And somebody like made a shitty comment about Kurt's girlfriend. This little tiny Guido boy. So I just started trashing him. Look at your awful haircut, your Christian Slater haircut, your $2 t-shirt, what are you, Scarface? Get the fuck out of here. He got so riled up, he ripped his shirt off and then tried to attack me. But the bouncer came out and was like, all right, all of you are banned. All of you have to leave. I was banned from the club. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I got booked for a comedy gig there out of nowhere. I never get booked for shit. And I was like, so, I don't know if I'm allowed to be here right now, but so I get rushed off the stage.
You're banned, but can you play next weekend?
I hate it when you get kicked out of a place and you got, like, a fucking tab open. You're like, let me just close my tab. Come back tomorrow. No, I don't have time tomorrow. Just let me close this shit now.
Like, let me close it. You on the next day. I gotta close my tab. Hey, can you come in for a gig next weekend? You're like, yeah. Cool then, or what? I don't know what's going on right now. Yeah, I'll be here. I'll be there next weekend.
I was gonna say, I am the man from Nantucket.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm wearing a t-shirt that just says, I am the man from Nantucket.
No way.
Alright, the worst time
I
ever...
I'm from Trisha's uncle.
I've been kicked out of bars a couple times for calling girls bitches. One time I was booked for a comedy set, and I just bitches was in my fucking set, and the bouncer came and removed me from the stage. And I was like, wait, what? I wasn't even talking about this bitch. I was talking about a different bitch.
They straight up grabbed you and said, get off the stage?
Yeah, straight up in the middle of my set, I was like, I still get paid, right? I jumped down here. Not my fault this bitch is on a period.
Do you know the price of gas right now?
Another time, I went to a bar one night when I was, like, having a fucked up night. And I asked the bartender for a drink, and she was like, I'm in the middle of a conversation with a Marine. And I was like, this bitch. And fucking, again, the bouncer had to come up and pick me up by, like, the hem of my shirt and the back of my pants. And he was like, you do not call our waitstaff, bitch. Like, there's three of us here. She's ignoring my drinks.
God, it's like all I asked for is a fucking beer.
I was just so mad because I was like, let me close my goddamn tap.
Yeah, it makes it awkward when you gotta go back the next day. It's like, you know,
I don't wanna look at you sober.
I gotta pee. Hey, I'm about to go buy more beers. I have to go to bed, and I'm about to go buy some beers. I'm about to take a trek. I gotta go down to this little store up the road. It's so weird. It's like the guy, he's from Oman, not Yemen. He's from Oman.
Oman.
I asked him one time. I was like, where are you from? He's like, Oman. I was like, Oman? He's like, yeah. I was like, not Yemen? He's like, no. Like one time, I walked in, there was like a little girl, was like, I think it was a little girl or a boy, long blonde hair, was like walking with a newspaper. I opened the door to let her in, him or her, and went to get my beer, and she was sitting there by the door. I was like, go ahead. This dude, like, he hid behind the counter. So I walked over there, and I'm like, go ahead, beer first. And she's like looking at me like, I don't know what to say, or he or she. And I like looked over the counter, and this dude's like crouched over, like on his feet still, but crouched over, like playing with his phone. I'm like, oh, it's fine, he's just hiding. All of a sudden, he like popped up. It was just like you see on like the cliche shows where it's like just the head,
yeah,
the elevator, like boom, popped up. And this little kid started cracking up, and I started to crack up because it was like so fucking perfect. I was like, it's fine, he's hiding. He just like popped up. He was like right there. She's like $1.25. He's like $1.25. She was like selling him a newspaper. He like opened the cash register, gave her $1.25. But it was so fucking classic. It was like, you can't make this shit up. I mean, you see stuff on TV, but it's literally about.
I got a real good story for you, Jeff. You got one, like, yeah, another minute or two.
Yes, I got a minute.
This just happened last weekend, bro.
All right, so, I got 2 minutes. It's fine.
So we go to this camping place called Camp Sweet Minnehaha. It's in like Wisconsin, like just west of like Janesville, and it's total bullshit. It's not real camping, you know. It's like an adult camping experience. Well, like, I don't know about that, but it's just like you're not roughing it. There's like, you know, 1,000 people crammed into this little, like, you know, 20-acre campground, you know, whatever it is, and like, they got a store. They do tube rentals and kayak rentals and all that stuff. So all my friends always want to go tube, and it's just a shit show, dude, because everybody's fucked up all the time. Like you go up there, and it's like your neighbors are all fucked up first thing. Our neighbors came over to play. Two of the girls came over to play bags with us the second day, and they're like, we had to get away from those guys. They're shrooming so hard. I was like, it's 11 a.m. It's like, what is happening over there, you know? So they're just like, they're just shrooming their balls off, I guess, you know. Anyway, so it's this whole weird experience every fucking time, right? You know? And to make things weirder, my buddy Art, who came, was like, he kept telling me he had this surprise. It was going to be a joke we're going to play on everybody, and I didn't know what it was yet, you know? And so he shows up, and right before we're about to go tubing, he's like, hey, Mike, hold on. Like, let's go get our swimsuits. I was like, I have mine, you know? He's like, no, we're going to get our swimsuits real quick. We're going to go change. He brought 2 pairs of Speedos, you know? Wow. He's this Russian guy, and he thinks it's fucking hilarious.
Very good.
He's like, we're wearing Speedos, bro. We're gonna wear Speedos. It's gonna be amazing, you know? These chicks are gonna love it, you know? So I'm like, all right, I'll play along. This is hilarious, you know? What's not funny about this, you know? So we're wearing Speedos. Speedos all day. Me and this guy, like, you know, it's big crowds of people on the river.
The flattest butt you've ever seen.
People are taking pictures of us everywhere we go. Just awkward as fuck, you know? Just weird as hell. But anyway,
I don't know if I can do it.
You feel naked, dude.
I would play along. Fuck it, you know? We live one life.
That's what I was like. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. This guy is so damn funny. It's hilarious. Like, yeah, let's go with this. I'm sure it'll be hilarious, you know? Trisha just, like, her mouth just dropped, you know? She's just like, what are you doing? Like, you're not wearing that all day, right? And I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? It's a swimsuit, you know? These are my new trunks, you know? Looks good. But so we spent all day, like, in this weirdness. We're, like, creating all types of weirdness around us. Our fucking neighbors in the camp, like, you know, campsites next to us just think we're creepy as fuck, you know? And so, but they had this system there where, like, they have these kids that work there that are, like, probably college age, maybe high school age, I don't know, but they're, like, delivering wood, you know? So they'll pull up, like, in this golf cart to your campsite and, like, if you guys want wood, give me cash. Or go up to the main office and I can deliver it, right? Well, first night we had this kid who was super cool, and he was like delivering wood, no big deal, you know? And I was like, yeah, I'll give you cash. Can you bring that up and like just pay for me at the office? You know, he's like, yeah, all good, you know? Like, to me, I was like, that's the whole point. I don't have to walk anywhere, you know? But day two, this other dude was like this, like, little short, you know, kind of effeminate-looking red-haired kid, you know? And he's like arguing with me about it. Like, no, you have to go up and pay for it first. I'm like, well, what's the point of you delivering it then? You know, like, I'll just go up to my, you know, and of course I'm in a Speedo still, right? Looking like a crazy fuck. I'm like, I'll just go up in my car, pay for it, and throw it in my trunk and bring it back down. Like, what's the point of you, like, if you're not going to take my money here, it's not really delivery, you know what I mean?
Girl, you're not going to take this back from me?
Right, it's more like pickup at that point. I'm going to just go pick it up if I'm going to have to be up there anyway. It's not like you have to cook the wood. Like, you have it. You know what I mean? It's not like...
He wanted to watch you saunter.
Right. It's there. It's available, right?
Like, no,
so I'm like, whatever. Fuck it. Like, this dude's a little prick, you know? Whatever. I'm like, I'll just go up there and get my own wood, right? So I go up there. And, you know, this real asexual chick is, like, running the register. But, you know, she's a chick, you know? She's, like, tall, skinny girl. That weird Wisconsin look of, like... You know, she basically got, like, the haircut like a four-year-old boy would have. You know what I mean? Like, just uncomfortable, you know? But she's got earrings on. There's enough feminine markers where you're like, I know what I'm talking to, you know?
I'm different.
So everything's cool, you know? And we're like, so me and my buddy Art are standing there in our Speedos like creeps. And I'm like, so, like, yeah, can I just get some wood? I'm like, by the way, there's, like, a kid last night was awesome. Like, this kid was, like... You know, if I was like, hey, here's $20, you want to bring back two bundles of wood, he brings it, you know, like, that's his whole job, right? But this dude today is being, like, a total prick. He will not fucking, like, take my money, and I'm like, what's the point? So that's why I'm here, just a heads up, this is why I'm here bugging you, you know, it's because of this dude. And she goes, don't you mean her, and she, and that girl? And as she says it, this little redheaded boy pokes his head around the side of the window, and I go... Well, and I'm looking over at my buddy Art, dude, and his mouth is just wide open. He's, like, looking at me and looking back at the person behind the register, just, like, back and forth, like, how is Burke going to react to this? And I go...
How am I supposed to know how they identify?
I didn't... That's a girl? I mean, yeah, of course that's a girl. Of course it is. That's what I meant to say the whole time. And I'm, like, just walking everything back like a fucking loser in front of these people. And then I'm like, I don't know why I'm saying any of this. We all know who looks like the asshole here, and it's me. Look, let's all look at the asshole. Take a picture, you know? And I start going to this whole thing, like, you know, I'm just like, I got nothing, you know? There's no coming back from any of this.
You got me.
You guys have a good day. And then Art's like, you just said guys again. And he starts laughing his ass off. Like, God damn it, dude. Like, you're not helping me. You're my friend. You're supposed to be bailing me out. But he's just enjoying the whole thing. So we get back down to the campsite after this incredibly awkward experience, you know? Get back down to the campsite. And there's all this commotion, like, you know, Trisha is laughing at fucking Biz and being like, you sound like an asshole, you know, like, I'm like, what's going on down here? Because I was like, I got quite a story for y'all, you know, like, this is going to blow your minds, you know. Turns out while me and Art were like going up there, because we like took our time as we were like hanging out, there's this lady that has like a bunch of goats in like by her RV. So we're, you know, it took us like an hour to get up there because... Should have taken 5 minutes, but we got sidetracked. There were goats.
You're petting goats.
We're petting goats, you know? They're adorable. They make those funny noises. So, like, everybody loves it, you know? But so, in the meantime, I guess, the same girl had come back, and Biz had the same exact experience and kept calling her dude and, like, him and shit. And, like, no matter how many times she'd correct him or correct her, like, it's just, like, everybody was getting all confused, and then she's like, I'd call her, and then him, in, like, the same fucking sentence, like, everything fell apart. I looked like an asshole. Trisha's just laughing at me, like, being like, you look like such an asshole, this is hilarious. So I felt good, because I was like, it wasn't just me, you know?
Yeah, and you're like, in Speedos the whole time, you're like, you know what? This is fucking ridiculous. You're in Speedos, though. Like, it makes it that much better.
I mean, that's the whole thing. It was just like the whole time, I'm like, none of this could get any worse. If any of this is on video at all, like, my life is basically over. Like, people are going to hate me everywhere.
Me too, so hard.
Oh, to death, you know?
Hey, this is not as funny. We ain't comparing dicks here. I'm just telling you a story from last night at work. This black lady, her name's Gravette, and she's a QA. She's like a quality person, and we're trying to get this thing done, this tank, this transformer. So I'm working. I was like, my back is fucking hurt. I'm like cramping up. I'm like, God damn it, dude. My buddy's like, Well, your back hurts, your back hurts. But at the same time, he's like, if I gotta do this by myself, we're not gonna get it done. I'm like, I know, I get it. I'm gonna fucking knock this out. It's fine. You know, I didn't want to come in here and sweat my balls off tonight. Blah, blah, blah. Well, here comes Willie. This guy, he's from Missouri. And he's always, like, screaming and, like, he's like, he like does tattoos and shit. He's like a hoarder. He like has so much stuff in his house. It's ridiculous. And he comes in. He comes through. I was like, the Rivette, she's like, we're trying to get this thing done by 5 a.m. And so she's like, can you grab this? I go over there. I'm like looking at some prints, some blueprints. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, a flashlight. She like came out. She's laughing. Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear what you said. I gave her a flashlight. This guy, Rob, is like running a grinder, throwing sparks on her. And she's like trying to not get dirty at all. I mean, so here comes Willie. I'm like looking through the prints. Here comes Willie. He's like, oh, stick it in your fucking hole, you stupid, dirty cunt. I'm like, like he didn't see her inside the tank. I'm like mouth open, like oh my god. He's like laughing. I'm like, Willie, shut the fuck up. And Rob comes up. He just stopped the grinder. He's like, Jeff, there's a woman present. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, was that Willie? She's like, she knew who he was because he's always screaming crazy. He's like, stick it in your hole, you dirty whore. He's always talking shit. And she's like, proper, you know. I'm like, Willie, shut the fuck up. And he's like, Jeff, there's a woman present. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Rivette. She's like, no, you're fine. She's like laughing. I'm like, oh my god. Like, I couldn't stop him because he already started going. I couldn't stop him and be like, hey, no, stop. It's like, all right, too late. Stick it in your hole, you dirty fucking cunt. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Willie. Hey, Jeff, there's women present. Like, what did you just say? That motherfucking smart guy. And she's all, like, one day.
Where was the line drawn here?
One day I got sent a message. This one kid, he's like fucking around. I was like telling him about something. And I'm like making like I'm jerking my dick, like, motion, you know? So he's like, do it again. I'm doing it again. She come walking in. And I'm like, oh, fuck. She totally seen it. And she's like, I didn't see nothing. I totally seen it. I was like, sorry, Rivette. I'm sorry. Her name's Rivette. She's got, like, huge boobs. She's, like, totally a beautiful woman. Sweet woman, too. I'm like, I'm sorry, Rivette. She's like, you're intelligent. I'm like, whatever, man. Like they're like, what happened? Your shirt's got holes in it. I'm like, yeah, I just got shot in the belly by some bird shot at my dick. And she's like right there over, I turn around, I'm like, you motherfuckers, dude, you guys like put me in that situation. I got shot in the belly with a shotgun and bird shot at my dick. She's like right there, like, fucking sons of bitches, dude. Like, you knew where I was going with this. How'd you guys know that? I don't know, whatever, fuck it. Freedom of speech, you know, like, you know, if you're gonna want to hang out and talk, come on, hang out and talk with the guys.
You could say that, like, boys talk is illegal because it's sexist or whatever, but, like, girls are way filthier than dudes.
No, dude, we just don't catch them
being like, well, I rode that tiny dick and fucking he couldn't get me off.
Not even that. I gotta say, like, it's all, you know, like, subjective. It depends on the person, but
No, dude.
Like, I've had way more girls than I'm friends with, like, tell every detail of everything to me. I'm just like,
yes,
Jesus, like,
They're rotten. They are, sure. And I'm like, you know, trying to do my best over here. My wife's telling me I got a vagina. And I'm like, I'm just trying to shave my balls to have sex. You should say, yeah, you got a little vagina. I'm like, you fucking, this is bullshit. I'm done. I ain't trying no more. Am I going to shave my balls or nothing?
This pussy's going to get so bushy.
Hey, I think I lost you.
Jeff?
We got thunderstorms coming. Hey, thunderstorms. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Jesus Christ, I just hopped in the Honda. There's like fucking thunderstorms are coming. I just hopped in my Honda. I'm going to go buy some beers. And now there's about to be a storm. Dude, we're going to get like 2 inches of rain. 2 inches of rain yesterday. It's ridiculous.
If at all possible, we want to talk to the gas station attendant.
No. No, I can't do that.
I'll give you $1.
I gotta slam some beers and go to bed.
Listen, I got a show later tonight. You know, we all have commitments. Just have some fun.
No, I feel you. I feel you. We gotta have fun. Life is too short. But I'm like, I'm like in a, I'm worried my wife's gonna come home with groceries right now. She's like supposed to go to the Aldi up the road and get some groceries for real cheap. You could come with me for the ride. Are you still there?
We're still here.
We're hanging out.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about it. She's supposed to go to Aldi in Kinston up the road, and Aldi's like, you know Aldi. It's like a good way to buy good food for cheap, you know. Well, she's working a double, so I'm a little worried she might come home to drop off groceries, and she brought all the dogs. We got four dogs. So, and right now it looks like storms are brewing. So it's not really a good time to drive because I don't think anybody's going to pull me over when there's a storm.
Do you want to be driving in the middle of the storm?
I'll drive in the middle of it, dude. I don't give a shit.
How about you text your wife? If she's bringing home groceries, bring beer.
No, man. It ain't like that. She's already, like, pissed off at me because I have fun and she doesn't.
Oh, Jesus.
We've
all had that argument.
So. It's as simple
she's like,
as that.
She's like, you got a fire on your drinking? I'm like, you know what? I'm like texting my wife from in the house. I'm like sleeping. I wake up. She's like, you know, I don't like you fucking bad vibes. I like go lay down. I'm like texting her. I'm like, what's for dinner? Like, how are you doing? Did you have a good day? She's like, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm watching TV here. I'm like, this is bullshit. This is why I came off the road in the first place. So we could talk. And now I'm like texting and calling my wife, and she's like, I can't be on the phone. Okay, that's fine. Fuck it. I mean, I'm being nice right now. You know, fuck it. Just fuck it, man. I'll just fucking go hang out. I'll fucking drive around. I'll find somebody to talk to. It's fine. She's like, you're on the phone talking to your. I'm like, yeah, I miss my family. You know, fuck. Give me a fucking break. You got your mom, and that's it? And I gotta stay in this goddamn town? Oh my god, it looks busy down here. There's a guy with a Dave Matthews shirt on. I swear to god, I haven't seen one in years.
You should take his lunch money.
It's been a while.
I swear to god, it's like the fire dancer. I don't know what he's doing. He's like running around. I think he's trying to get out of here before the rain comes. I don't know, I'm not going to ask either. I'm going to assume he's trying to get out of here before the rain comes. Alright, come on in here. Come on, guys. Are you guys coming with?
Yeah, we're right there. We're right behind you.
Alright, come on.
Is that the Shop and Save in North Carolina? Guys, I don't know if I turned on the recording soon enough, but his 72-year-old dad just got a black belt in judo. He's basically Chuck Norris. I hope we got that story, but I don't know if we did.
No. It's not judo. You got me all wrong.
One time me and Burke were on ski-doos naked. Most of our stories end in, and then we were naked.
There's been a lot of male nudity in our friendship.
That's fine. I mean, you know, we're all human. I mean, come on now. That's why we're anthropologists. Like, I can walk into the store naked. Don't tell me your rules about these flip-flops. You can't have flip-flops and
I do it
naked.
In the dirt. I drop trout.
Trout.
He's like, no, you gotta go. What?
Dude, the
what happened?
The
hot nothing,
professor.
It didn't work out?
No, it's
who
all
was
good.
The hot professor?
Bessa?
Dr. Bessa married a student that was in our class, little Puerto Rican boy.
You
he was older than all of us. But I was like, you married his, so I had a shot? What are you doing marrying
students?
We had
a shot the whole time. We just didn't know.
We could have got that.
But we didn't have that Brazilian. She loved the Brazilians. She's big on Brazil.
She gave us a lecture on how hookers put condoms on with their mouth.
Hey, want to talk to
him? Yeah.
Hey, who is this?
Oh, this is Mike.
This is Mike? Professor Jordan Peterson.
Say it again?
It's Jordan Peterson, Professor of Canada.
Uh-huh.
Are your kids likable people?
No.
Then you're a terrible parent.
You're a good man. Right,
if you don't like them, the world isn't going to like them. I mean, you think somebody's going to be nicer than you? I'm going to see your kid. I'm going to punch him over and take his lunch money.
What
is that
what
you want?
That,
this what you want for your kids?
What are you talking
stuffed
about?
Stuffed in a locker?
Dude, it's me. Are you serious, this guy? I don't think I could ever go back there. I just walked into your conversation. I don't think I could ever go back there. The guy, he said you're a nice guy. And I hear you talking about punching his kid in the locker. I can't go back there ever again, for real.
I mean, if your kid's a punk bitch, then what does that say about you?
Oh my god, dude. Why did I let you talk to this guy? I mean, this is like the closest spot I can go.
He said he didn't like his kid as a person.
Yeah, you don't like your own children? You think that's good for him, growing up? Huh? College?
You son of a bitch. I gotta drive like a half a mile further now from now on. Idiots.
How about your cunt wife? She like your kid? Anybody in that house like you?
He's looking at me all crazy. I'm like, I don't know. My friend's gonna talk to you. I don't know. He's like, yeah, you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy. And then I hear what you're saying. I'm like, what? Jesus, Ian.
You're raising delinquents.
This is bullshit. I'm not raising delinquents. That guy doesn't have kids. Oh my god. Like, you son of a bitch. Like, I live in a smaller town than you do, you fucking guy.
You don't know where I'm at.
I just handed my phone to this guy. He's looking at me, and he's like locked eyes with me. He's like nodding his head, like, "Yeah, you're a good guy. You're a good man." And I grabbed the phone. I grabbed it away from him. And I hear this. I'm gonna put your kid in the locker and punch him. Like, what is Jesus Christ? Yes, I can't go back to. I swear, I'm gonna have to drive like a quarter mile now on further. Are you saving me, Ian? Are you saving me from a Dewey?
If you were a better parent, you wouldn't have these problems. You know, good parents can shop a quarter mile closer.
I follow you, but listen. So now, I think you might have saved me. Because now, I can't drive that extra half mile and deal with all that fucking...
You're smoking in church.
There's fries everywhere.
You're sticking your thumb in your eye. You don't think you can fight your dad.
All right,
you need some help, man.
You saved me, buddy. You saved me, you son of a bitch.
What happened? You used to be so cool.
No, you saved me. It's fine. I gotta fucking stop drinking and driving and blah, blah, blah. And fucking, yeah, I gotta start being nice to my wife and blah, blah, blah.
You got a shotgun. Why are you taking lip?
No, I got my shotgun in my hand.
Point
right
that
now.
Gun at your wife maybe and tell why, her to make the maybe, get the dishes.
That's why he was looking at me all weird. I had a shotgun in my hand while I handed my phone. That might have been the thing. It wasn't your fault. It was my
wonder
fault.
If it was the gun.
Let's escalate this thing real quick. My friend wants to talk to you. I'm buying these beers and I gotta go. He's like looking at me all weird. Sir, put down the gun. You're fine, you're a nice guy. I'm like, no. Ian's not a nice guy. He's a comedian. Give me my phone. I gotta go. And my change. I need my change. I had no shotgun in the fucking... Come on now. You guys know me better than that. I wouldn't pull no fucking bullshit like that. But yeah, that's funny. I can't go there no more. That's fine. I mean... It is what it is.
I think you can go back.
It's not funny, Mike. God damn it, it's not funny.
I think you can go back. I think it'll be fine.
I go back and I'm like, hey, how you guys doing today? Hi.
Do you want to talk to my friend?
I want to know what you said besides from what I heard.
Like, I think you heard the worst of it. It goes all right
no,
up till there.
That's fine.
Well, Ian asked him if he liked his own kid, his own children as people, and he said no. And that's where Ian was like, "Well, then you must be a bad parent. You're like your own kids.
You got to raise likable kids."
Oh, it's priceless, though.
Ian, if you don't like him, you think a cop's gonna put up with that mouth? Dude, you think a teacher gives a fuck about his development?
Dark side of the moon. Here we go. Them motherfuckers are going to be fine and they're going to move on to Raleigh. It's okay. Them guys that you just told that they don't love their son, he's going to spit on my beer next time. He's going to stand up real quickly, like, behind the counter and make us all laugh. And he's going to make us all laugh.
I mean, that's the least of it. He hates his son. He's like, beating his own kids.
He pops up behind the counter. It must be his dad, for real. I don't know. This guy's, he's there once in a while. They're burning incense in there, and they sell, like,
I thought he said he had two kids. Did I make that up in my head?
I didn't know we were talking to two people. I thought it was Jeff the whole time.
No, for real. They're burning incense, and they sell fucking pipes and shit there, and, like, synthetic piss. They sell everything in there.
That's all the liquor stores by us. It's weird, dude. Then they sell, like, the CBD everything, like CBD water, CBD
what part
incense,
of Compton
CBD
are you
gummies.
In?
You guys can buy CBD right now over the counter in
They sell the liquor store right Elgin? Next to my house.
Where you live in, Elgin or Schaumburg?
Schaumburg.
Jeff, let me ask you, are you fucking with the dick pill game?
No, man, no, never.
Well, when you do, you gotta get that swag. It's sex
oh,
with a grudge.
Shit. I don't need no fun.
One to hurt the pussy, two to kill it.
No, I got a vagina and it's perfect for my wife because she already told me it's perfect. No, she didn't say it's perfect. She said, that looks like a vagina. That's what she said. And I think the tone in her voice was like, not really like it was a good one. I'm like, this is fucking weird.
It'll do though, right?
Is she tricking you into fucking an elbow?
No. No, I'll fuck an elbow, though. I mean, I'd fuck anything right at this point, you know. But what I'm saying is, I started to get weird on her, okay? I flipped the switch. I flipped it on her. She's going to start fucking with me like that, joking around about vaginas and shit, and I got a dick. I told her one time we got a bad fight. This is no bullshit. I ain't joking. I was like, you know what? Yeah, I got it. You got a bigger dick than me. Fuck it. You know, you run the show. Okay, I got it. Because she's, like, controlling. And she wants, you know, she wants me to act like a sane person and not like a retard. I get it. But I was like, I told a guy at work, he's like, what? You told her she has a bigger dick than you? I was like, yeah. Fuck yeah, I told her that. I don't know what else to tell her in certain times. I'm like, crazy. She's driving me insane. Kicking me out of my house. I'm like, no. Now you know what? You got a bigger dick than me. I guess you would have married a woman. I don't know what the fuck you want from me. You married a... She's like, you're a dickhead. You're an asshole. Yeah. You didn't marry a fucking pussy. I mean,
what made you fall for this woman? Cause you're not a bad looking dude. What made her the one?
She's got a very kind heart.
Yeah, I know. All kinds of bitches I just stayed with for their heart.
No, I know. Well, I'm telling you, buddy. I'm telling you for real. You're prying into a spot that I don't open up too much, but I'm telling you, she rescues animals, and I think that's the only reason that she's still with me, but she's a good woman. She's a fucking good woman. She's got a bolder mouth than I do, and it's hilarious. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes I'm, like, embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, what's she talking about? Like, a bar or something? I'm like, why is she even talking? But she's telling the truth. She spits the truth. She don't fucking sugarcoat it. She goes straight for the, this is what's going on. You're a fucking, you're this and that and the other. And I can't do that. I've tried and it gets me into trouble. And next thing you know, like, I'm about to get in a fight and kicked out of bars. I don't know. She can tell the truth and call someone out for their bullshit. And I respect it. And she also has a heart, a compassion that takes me in. She has a compassionate heart that pisses me off sometimes, though. I have 5 cats in my house. 2 of them are kittens, brother and sister, we rescued. I'm trying to lay down on the couch to go to sleep. I get home, I sweated my fucking face off. Everything's sweat.
You gotta clean the cats off?
I'm like, no, fuck it. I lay down on the couch with my boxers on. I don't even give a fuck. I don't even take a shower. I'm laying out on the couch just for an hour. Just for an hour before I have to wake up my little son to take him to daycare, right? Here comes the cat. They just got fixed. It's like a cannonball hits the fucking sliding glass door next to my head. It's like, boom! I'm like, what the? I think someone's breaking in. I turn around and look. I'm like, hey, you fucking cat, shut up. I'm like, shh, get out of here. All of a sudden, I roll over on my back. I'm like blinking my eyes, looking at the fish tank. It's like, whap! A fucking cat paw, a kitten's paw, with claws, sliding in my eyelashes. Fucking bullshit, I'm up. I'm like making breakfast, I get up, fuck it. My point is, Ian, she has compassion, and she's put up with my shit, and she will. She's already told me I could go. It was hard, it was a hard road I was on, and she didn't save me. It was just that, I mean, she has my son, dude. So you had a boy? How old's your boy?
Well, Ian just walked out.
What? He walks out of it, he opens up a question like that and walks out?
I think he had to pee.
Mike, I love you. I'm glad I got to talk to you guys, dude. I don't want to let this conversation go. I don't want to go to work tonight. I just want to sit here and talk to you guys and drink beers.
And I miss you, buddy.
Right next to you.
It'd be great if you were just hanging out here. But it's pretty similar, you know? We couldn't do this like 20 years ago. Just like, we're just going to have... We're going to sit in the back porch and smoke cigarettes and drink beers, and Jeff will be doing it with us somehow.
No. You know, like, It's very rare. It's a very rare situation.
Even if we did it in the house back, like, when I was a kid, on the phone, my parents would be yelling at me, like, 10 minutes in, like, do you know how much this is costing us? Is this a long-distance call? And a three-way call?
Wait, are you on three-way, or are you on speaker?
No, I'm just on speakerphone. I'm sitting next to Ian, but...
No, that's cool, though. I know. Technology, bro. I'm getting brain cancer right now. I'm talking to you so long. This fucking thing's heating up like a goddamn 9mm I just shot 10 minutes ago at the store. This thing is hot. I tried to hear if the bullets were still shooting, and no, but it's hot. It fucking was cherry red.
Oh, shit.
I had to pull it away a little bit. Singed a couple hairs. You gotta understand, Mike, I live in the South now, the Bible Belt.
Things get steamy.
I'm not this loose with the people I work with, dude. If I was, they fucking look at me crazy. They're like, hey, you motherfucker. Hey, you motherfucker. Where are you from? Like, Illinois. Hey, but Chicago doesn't have guns. I'm like, oh, please, motherfucker. I wasn't from Chicago. I was from the suburbs, first of all. Second of all, what about St. Louis and Detroit? Would you fucking get off our balls for a minute?
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. My cousins do that, and they provoke it with my sister. My older sister, Amy, came down here, you know, and it was about 2 years ago. We went down to the beach. My fucking beach, Atlantic Beach. And it's funny because tourists don't know. They're walking that sand. It's hot, it's cold, really hot. They walk down there, they're like, I don't want to go stand in my flip flops. They start walking up the sand, it's hot, so they start running. My father-in-law told me about that. He's like, it's funny, you just watch the tourists start running across the sand because it's fucking hot. Then they go in the water and they get knocked out by the waves, and it's funny, you know. Well, my third cousin said to my sister, hey, so what's up, Amy? Apparently, him and Amy like had sex. And I finger banged my cousin. She's the third cousin too. It's just funny we figured this all out at the same time. But he's like, so what? You don't like guns? It's like the opening conversation. Never seen them for a long time. And Amy and him, my sister and brother, will come down. It's the opening thing you say. Like, good to see you. We're on vacation. So you don't like guns? You're from Chicago?
And we both banged our cousins?
No, third cousin. It's fine. Third cousins. It's not cousins. It's cousins of my mom. I'm digging. It's true.
No. It's totally normal.
No, it's not normal, Mike. I'm just trying to tell you. I told my wife one time and she started... fucking busted my nuts. I'm like, you know what, fuck you, I ain't telling you the truth no more, I'm gonna tell you lies. And she's like, you're lying, you've been smoking cigarettes for the past couple weeks. What are you talking about? I just found them under the seat. So what if I finger bang my sister, my cousin? No, I didn't finger bang her. My cousin, it was a family reunion in Pennsylvania, and I was 17, I bought a bottle of vodka, the Citron, like Citron vodka, like a little pint. Oh my god, he's cooking on the grill. Never mind. I'm sorry. No, drama gone. It's fine. He's cooking on his front porch. He's an old guy. I don't even know what he's doing. I was thinking about to burn his porch down, but whatever. There's There's EMS around here for that. I ain't gonna call nobody. I'm talking to you guys. No, dude, leaks don't mean a fuck. It matters about what's inside that's gonna keep you there or not, you know? I've been cheated on by a girl a long time. I held on for love. Blah, 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 blah. I went on the road, started getting crazy and getting into industrial construction. Now, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, I almost. Alright, I'm fine. I went to work the other day and blew a tire out. It's like it's a big deal. It's like I called my wife. I'm like, come pick me up. She's like, no, I'm about to put Ryder down to bed. I'm like, it's 10:30. I just left. I'm riding on the rim and there's cops everywhere. I'm like, fuck it. I call my supervisor. So I pulled over and called him. I'm like, Bill, he's from Waukesha, Wisconsin. I told him, this is all like stupid details. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. It's just, I told him, I was like, I got a blowout. I don't know what I'm going to do. He's like, can you make it into midnight? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'll call you back if I can, you know. It's about to take a dollar away from me for that. The attendance kills you. Yeah. He might look out for me, though. He might look out for me. I don't know. He's looked out for me before. I'll find out tonight. I'll find out tonight if he looks out for me or not. I don't know. If he looks out for me, I'll be fine. I won't lose a dollar. Dollar and a heart. That's enough to make me fucking pissed off and have to quit drinking or something crazy, you know? Maybe, like, go find a new job. Like, stop drinking beers. Yeah, like, I like that. He's like, you're gonna lose your dollar an hour. I'm like, you want me to quit drinking beers? You can't find a new job.
Plus, I had to be a parent. I have wet naps available.
Yeah,
we got cheesy fingers right now.
Are you at your house, Ian? Where do you live? What's your address?
I live in a mansion in Beverly Hills. It's 42 acres.
Really?
42 acres? I have a giraffe.
What's your social security number? Just the last four digits.
769
Is that your
4911.
Oh, and the security code on the back.
Yeah, I see the last four digits. Okay.
930 million.
It's a fucking trip we live in, you know? Gotta have fun while you can. Oh my God, if my wife comes home right now, I'm gonna throw this beer. I'm gonna throw it into the fucking laundry room and run and hide.
Jeff, how old are you?
No, I'm not. Fuck it.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
37.
What's your life lesson? What would you tell the kids?
Hey, motherfucker, you ask these deep questions and run off and take a piss. What's your life lesson?
You gotta pee, that's it?
No. What's your life lesson? You leave and piss after you ask a deep question. What's your life lesson?
Renounce and enjoy. Just relax. Don't worry about it. Renounce and enjoy.
Okay. Here's my life lesson. You need to relax and fucking enjoy it and sit down and relax.
Relax and enjoy.
You're right, Ian. Oh my God.
Alright, man. Well, do you have any stories before we go?
No more stories, buddy. I'm done. I'm gonna drink a beer, smoke a cigarette, and go to bed.
All right, well, I love you, buddy. Have a good night.
Love you too, buddy.
All right, peace.
Big old car, 4.6. Black with the balls on the front and back, and got a button in the middle, make the truck go. but it ain't about that. It's about getting what you're getting and doing all back here. Big fella,
big fella,
half of me a Carolina nigga done time together.
Hope,
Mars and Hope, Green County, Hillary,
damn,
transfer, Santa Red, Brown's over here,
Green's over here,
Pasadena, down on Odom East,
let me think,
Johnson County, Frankenburg, on Newport, Warren, Shelby, Kingsville, and all my niggas doing night behind the wall. This right here, right here,
this
right here is the jumped on my house, my home, my hood, my brother, my sister, my cub, my nigga that was there from the beginning, been with me before he even knew what being with me was. Y'all niggas just glance at it, never got y'all staring at it, but it's been the same old North Carolina's been. Y'all niggas just getting it, oh, it's a shame, isn't it? Oh, you thought we said we were coming with a whole lot of something, we were bush. TD Blair, the boy got coming at ya.
Beat
slamming, classic.
Go for this.
What's after platinum?
Baby, you a walk the ball.
And I don't mean to scare y'all, but I'm about to bring it home.
Blow these melody, heal these fiends, and NC out the wall.
Hold up. How's the feeling? Look at my motherfucker, daddy, real. Tell him I told ya.
I can't read that shit.